SBS Filipino.
We're here now at 55 Sydenham Road in Marrickville. It's an artist-run space. We're here at the opening of your show. Can you just explain what your show is, please?
Basically, the premise of the show was to kind of examine my identity currently. So I was born here. I'm Filipino heritage. And I wanted to look at the difference in my identity from like my parents and then also being born here, like the kind of connections and disconnections that I have with like Filipino culture. So a lot of the works approach kind of like the locality that I live in. So I live in the Inner West, and I've kind of been living in an area that's been kind of like very quickly gentrified. And I've also kind of finished studying and I'm like kind of like operating outside of like the safety of an institute as an artist. So the show kind of looks at all these things and tries to make the works talk to each other in that way. Yeah.
What's the name of the work?
The show is called Dog Gamut, and some of the works are untitled, mostly. Yeah.
Sure thing. So we're standing here in this space, and it's very minimalistic, and I'm sort of seeing things that are very symbolic in nature. Can you just talk about what we see here in the space physically?
Okay. So I guess when you enter, the space is like mostly white. There's only one work on the wall. There's a lot of work on the floor, and then we've also got a pole standing on its own from the floor to the ceiling, and then I've installed some skirting board. And basically the skirting board was to kind of represent the locality, so this gentrified area, and also the privilege of like living in Australia, and like that kind of reason that a lot of people from the Philippines moved to Australia because of opportunities. And then I've also kind of painted the face of some of them in a color that gets referenced in the other works and in the writing. So the pole is kind of like kind of, it's wrapped in like prints that I've made in uni, and I guess it's like spray paint on one side to look like the weather or wind or something has like blown it and like made it into kind of debris or illegible. And then I guess the work that kind of wraps it up together is a text that I've written. So it's a short story, and basically it's about a person that wakes up and they're just kind of going about their day, very banal setting, waking up. But then they slowly realize that a lot of the images and words that are like in their house or whatever are like completely erased. So this person kind of like kinds of thinks it's nothing, but then kind of goes on and is like, how is everyone outside in the street still operating and not really giving me information? And that's kind of like examining a kind of story of like being colonized and like identities that like live in like colonized spaces. And that's how I've kind of like connected the work together, but then also kind of looking at, you know, identities that also have come down from that and then kind of like gained privilege because they've grown up in like a proximity to whiteness. So I've written this story, and then how the text is translated as well into Tagalog, but I've used Google Translate to do that. So it makes all these broken language that doesn't make, some of it doesn't make sense, or some of it was quite accurate, but some of it doesn't make sense, and that represents like a disconnect, like for me, yeah.
Very shortly, what do you hope that people get out of the space when they're visiting?
I just hope that they kind of think about their position, their positionality, I guess. Like, but I don't know. Yeah, I just hope they like it.
Yeah. How long will the work be exhibiting here in the space?
I think so. The next 2 weekends. So the last weekend would be September 2 and 3. So it's only open on the weekends and not during the week. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tangkilikin ang higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.